Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So if you want to get over a breakup, just act like you're over it. I do believe we have a clip courtesy of Khomotso.
Former Alex, I had a boyfriend. We broke up, and then after that breakup, I was really sad. I saw a therapist at the time, and I said, I'm just really sad. And she's like, well, why are you so sad? I was like, well, you know, I did hear that it takes about half the time that you've been with someone to get over someone. And she was like, I think that's stupid. And I was like, okay, well, what then? And she's like, I think it takes as long as you want it to take. Okay, so what do you suggest? She's like, how about Thursday? And I was like, what? She's like, well, what would somebody who's over it do? I would probably start going on dates. I would probably fill my time with other things. I probably wouldn't think about it so much. I'd probably do all these things to enjoy my life. And so I started doing those things. And what I recognized is that the moment I start acting like I was over it, I was over it.
Do you know
what it is, ne? Is that we get so consumed about the breakup that we live in that moment. We live in the moment of sadness. We live in the moment of, oh, it didn't work. And we literally consume, our time is consumed just by this breakup. Whereas if your life were to continue, you would actually find your footing far quicker than you intended to. If you acted like, okay, that is over, let me do something else, you would actually find that you have the strength and the know-how of moving forward without this person who obviously was a big part of your life.
Not that easy, eh?
So of course it's not.
A breakup is like a toothache. So I think when you know when someone that you really love and they end the relationship, right? Maybe after 30 minutes you'll be like, I'll be okay. But then the pain comes. That's why I'm comparing it to a toothache. A toothache starts at zero. And it keeps going higher and higher and higher. And what happens is, I think what also makes it more difficult to move on is that because you spend so much time with this person, you watch certain shows together. They love a certain type of music. That song is being played on the radio. It is very hard to get this person out of your system. It does not necessarily mean that you can't move on with your life. You will try and move on with your life, but some of the great times or some of the memories you had with this person will always be there from day one.
That's to take from what you're saying in Daba Izinyo, and to show you that sometimes when I break up, they don't just disappear.
Sure.
So if you put this in your child, it's like zero. What do you do to that tooth? You take it out.
Yeah.
Leaves a gap. And nothing will fill that gap. No matter if you get what you're doing, so there's always going to be a gap. So with relationships, I don't think if you, because if you say in Khomotso, if you live that, you live in that moment for quite too long, or you forget about other things. But at the same time, if you move in too quickly, you have not healed, and you continue with your life as if you are happy and also happy, because there's a dark room that you have closed, but you have not cleaned it. Young Tal.
Then you move from one relationship to the
next.
There's a dark room down. My feelings are your pain, your trust issues, and everything else. And you start opening other doors like that. My light, you doesn't help him in a year. But there's a dark room that you have left behind.
But you know what it is that I think sometimes it, breakups are like anger, right? When you're angry at someone, you want to stay angry with that person for as long as possible because you somehow feel like it gives you some authority or some power over this person. And you must see that I'm quite. I feel like breakups are identical. If you decide to live in that moment every single day, I'm not saying you're not going to feel the pain. I'm not saying that that gap can be filled just like that. Not at all. But if you are literally living for that breakup moment, all your conversations with your friends are I can't breathe. Then it becomes an even bigger mountain for you to climb. Whereas if you took it for what it is, because your feelings are your responsibility. So when are you going to say, okay, I'm deciding to no longer feel this crappy about this thing.
When I'm ready.
I'm going to move on.
It will take it.
When I'm ready.
But I can tell you, there are people who've got hearts of stone. Like who are able to move on.
We must play that song.
How long does it take for someone to
move? Yeah. My heart used to be
there are people who can just move on fast.
How long it took you to move on from your previous relationship to the next one?
So it depends of the closeness. But the longest time it ever took me to move on from a person was about 3 years.
I think women.
And I feel that was a waste of my time.
Aha.
Like looking back now, yeah. I'm like, why did it take me 3 years to get over this thing? Because
women move on quickly, Shem.
No. Also, you know, a friend of mine always says, don't break up with a guy until you are ready.
Yeah.
Because when you break up with a guy prematurely, what you then happen, you remain in the breakup for 3 years. You are going through a breakup for 3 years. He now has kids. He has built a family. Mm. He's even forgotten
What if she is married? What if she does have a kid with someone else? Trying out for 3 weeks already, second boyfriend. 2 months later, she's 2 months pregnant. Now they are married.
That's why you need to make the choice to move. Because what are you going to do? You're going to be gawking at this young lady that's already married. I'm now holding on to dear life with this man that is now married, moved on with his life. It doesn't make sense. We gotta take some level of responsibility
for how long we stay in the breakup. Yeah.
You have a relationship for six years.
Yeah.
You can't stay in a breakup. For another 3 years. That's 9 years of your life that you can never get back.
No, true. It's like now you're worshipping another.
Aibo.
Aibo. 21 minutes. My babo.
Yeah.
Aibo. So, yeah, we are on WhatsApp, by the way, for those who don't know.
Really?
063 688 0959. If you want to get over a breakup, just act like you're over it. How true is this? Ask Komodzo.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Hey, Mina, guys, I mourn the loss. At one time, it was like 4 years.
Mm.
And then during that period, it's as if I'm not being, you know, approached. But I know that I am toxic at that period. So, before I move on.
I don't think you can act as if nothing happened. Mm. I think every loss, you know, you need to mourn it so that you can heal, because mourning is part of healing. So pretend as if, you know, you are done with it. It's a burning flame. So mourn the loss, but don't mourn for a long time. Take it as a healing cry. You want to cry, talk about it, and then heal, and then you move on. But if you don't mourn, mark my words.
Are first breakups not harder than all the other breakups that come after that? Because I feel like the older I grow, the more I can tolerate the pain and be able to move. Whereas my first breakup, I was a mess.
Like when you're 18.
I didn't know what the hell was happening.
Mm-mm.
But the older I become, even the way I give myself in relationships is more calculated than Nakwele, where I was just throwing everything
in. Explain calculated.
Meaning that I get in with my head as well. It's not just about feelings, heart. Some things must make sense. Some things must add up. If it doesn't add up,
so
then the detachment starts.
It also depends, you know, who you dated. You know, if you are really dating someone very special, it doesn't matter how many breakups you've had.
It can still hit you.
I wanted to say, if Khomuzu is saying we are calculating, we don't get angry in relationship, that means we are not dealing with my feelings. If you love someone.
Absolutely.
Umuntu na 7 months bathandana, they are getting married. You don't even know each other. They are married. They are taking pictures. They are spending millions.
Mm-hmm.
2 years later. I don't even know what I was doing.
So was that love or was that infatuation?
There was no calculations.
There was definitely exactly.
It's time for the news, exactly.
Stupid.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
If you want to get over a breakup, just act like you're over it. How true is it? Got lots of voice notes, and majority of them, I can tell you, they are disagreeing with Khomotso.
Even if you were together for so long, I remember with the past relationship before I met my wife. Within 2 weeks, rebound and then I met my wife. I was already healed. Now I'm good.
You know, I feel it's just power of the mind. You know, like when actors babatla feel a pain, what do? They think about something that trigger on the pain, which is it all happens in the mind. So once you break up with someone and then you start thinking about how hitting it is, how sad you are, then you will be sad. Your body will respond exactly the way the mind is to respond. But once you feel empowered with the happy thought, pretend or just act as if like, no, it's fine, it's just another day, that's it. And then your brain interprets exactly what you tell your brain to interpret.
Yeah, like we break up with you while we are still in a relationship with you, so that like when I move, guys are like, I want a little bit of pain that I'm gonna feel. So remove within the relationship. We move on in the relationship.
Yeah, skumba, right when I'm fed. I'll move on. Uza ufana na labosi sabati ba right ba independent ba bo tabanga na matota. What tabaya kala me yoshoni la I'm fed. Right when I put you explain a gash I'm fed. Number one. Balevati asfun matota sting matota maraba.
Okay. Different strokes for different folks, I
absolutely
guess.
I guess the main thing is trying to get it right. We'll never get it right. That's life.
Yeah.
There'll never be a manual. There'll never be anything set in stone.
And we're built differently.
We are completely built differently. But I really do hope that we can get to a point where when a relationship ends, we don't become obsessive around the pain. We don't obsess over pain, because I do think that's something that we have mastered as a people, to obsess over the pain. Find things that you can do that can get you over that pain so that you move on and on to the next one, baby.
You can even start a podcast.
We simply say is, if this person wants to come back,
if you've healed, there is no chance under the sun, unless really you felt like unale chenchi or santsano batla ukokota o bona re ho setse eng, but other than that, you move.
All right, Kumanza.
Thank you.
Kokotela.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I think Umjolo has conditioned us, hey, Uguti, they ain't got no time to be sitting and weeping and crying and feeling the pain. Lalela, move on. The quicker you move on, the better. Move on. Because guys, please start doing the things that you would do if you were not with this person, you were over this person. And the quicker you do that, the quicker and better for everybody. Because why are you holding on and hanging on to pain? Shame. Umjolo, the pandemic has conditioned us. Okay, this is the situation. Get used to it. Move on. And on to the next.
Break up is not nice, shame, guys. Yeah, mamela, we told our balali, baby. Marabini, ila luta maya, ikhutle, itamaya, ikhutle. Ele, ikhutle. Ikarinjil, temancha, batong, romelang the ingredients. Because, wow.
Guys, let them ever break up, guys. It's 2025. You can't keep crying over this person or your ex or whatever the situation was. The best way to get over someone is under somebody else.
I'm going through a breakup. We broke up like, we've been breaking up every week. Every week we break up, we block each other, we unblock each other and all that. But what is important is, in a relationship, respect is very important. Very crucial that your person respects you. If Mutasa respects you, mother. And then to handle a breakup, it's like, stop thinking about the person. The more you think about them, the more it's going to take long for you to break up. And don't hate them also. Don't hate them. You have special memories with this person. Don't hate them. Don't think too much about them. Keep yourself busy.
I call a little, but you pretend that you are over. What you are not over, Axio. In the next, you should through the process. Let it pass. Don't dwell on it, but a process. Pretend. No. Song is the lesser time. Abantu ebis kawangut bias time. I think mina the longest that it took me was a year. I ngas hambel, ingani abantu as hambel. Mpilo ya tube.
With breakups, ne? Especially when it comes to ladies, you mourn while you're still in the relationship. Then, when you go out, you are ready, you are free. I think tinabafazi senza nganjalo. Like, you mourn usase ku relationship. Maso upuma ku relationship, so upholilo, right? Qhubeka ngempilo.
I've had breakups and I've gotten over them in a couple of months. Now, even my first breakup wasn't that bad because, hey, we did that breakup and get back together thing. Long story short, there was a specific breakup end of November 2021 that crushed my life. I was a model. I stopped modeling. I loved makeup. I stopped doing my makeup. I hated makeup. And I just packed and left that in Yahamba. I'm going to USA. And I ran away and I went to heal in America and I came back and I was much better. But that breakup rocked my life, guys. Yes!
There's no way that you can just move on as if nothing has happened, unless you didn't love that person. Mina, it took me over 6 years to get over somebody I truly love and invested everything in me. Koyen. So it's not that easy, Shem. I cried, kawota, kaya mental hospital, like I did it all. Until today, I get up and I heal.
I've always believed the best way to move on from someone is to not hold on to any form of hope that the person will have a bad experience in their next relationship. Because I've seen that the longer you hold on to that hope, it's the longer it will take you to move on. Because you're constantly sitting and wanting to check, okay, are things bad in their life or are things good? But then now you find 4 years later sitting there alone and realizing the person already moved on. You are there sitting, waiting and hoping that something bad happens in their next relationship. Then you find yourself not moving on. So if you want to move on, let go of everything. Whatever happens in that person's life will happen and live your life. Whatever happens in your life will happen.
So I fully agree with the sentiment that in order for you to adequately break up with a person, you need to start detaching yourself while you're still in the relationship. I've done this before plenty of times. The last relationship I did this with, this guy and I were borderline serious. Like, I even had my cosmetics and like clothing items in his place and all of that. And when I started detaching, yes, I was sad, but then I slowly started to take the stuff home with me whenever I left. So when I finally had the chat with him and I told him that I was breaking up with him, he was like, oh baby, I understand. Okay, let me go help you pack your stuff. There was nothing to pack.
Mina, the breakup that hit me so hard was in 2023 with my partner. And we were actually separated for 8 months. And in that 8 months, it was the longest time of my life. Every day I could think about the person, the memories we shared together. And guess what? After 8 months, a guy came back and we now have a kid together. Our kid will be turning one this August.
I think there's a difference between moving on and healing. The thing is, a lot of people move on. And that doesn't take long because then, like Khumutso says, you just decide that I'm no longer staying in this moment, in this feeling, and you move on. But not a lot of people heal before they move on, right? And the important thing is you need to heal before you move on, because then what happens, like Glenn and Skumba said, you end up carrying all that baggage into your next relationship. And every little thing that the person does that sounds, seems, feels like what the other person did to you, you are immediately on the defense.
Drive 959 with Glenn,
Khumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.